testing. Hi, everybody. Brian here from QuantLabs.net. All right, so here we are. We're going to talk about this log that is in front of you, we'll go through the details of this. So just so you know, this is, I wouldn't dare to call it a high-frequency trading log, but these are the logs since pretty close to the last 24 hours. These are the positions the rate of change. Currently, it's still running. Let me just pull that up for you in terms of the performance so far. Just give me a second here. I'm just going to be typing away on another system. Okay. So, in the meantime, you can see that we have our book available at the quantlabs.net/book. You can get all our books that I've written. Okay, so it's not so bad as I first initially thought. Right now, I'm looking at about 70 positions or so. Currently, the position, it's down 0.13, 77% win ratio, which is pretty good. P&L, 1.838. So it's up on the overall P&L, but when you factor in the rate of change, it is negative. As you can see here, we have all these positions, the timestamp for that original closing price, current price, the P&L, and then the ROC. So I'm no Excel spreadsheet expert here, but if I do the totals, I'm using what we call LibreOffice. I'm just not a big fan of having to pay for here, let me just get this together. Let's close up that bracket here. So here we are. This is exactly what I'm seeing. -1.368. That's right. Now, when you overall add the P&L, now these are just one units. Okay. So this is not including leverage. This is not including any form of shorting, just longing only. That's not bad. And then, as I said, when you do the analysis of the winners versus the losers, it's 77% win ratio that are profitable. That's pretty good. So this number right here, the overall P&L, might not mean a lot, but it's really this one, the total P&L on the overall strategy. So I guess you could say I'm pretty happy about that. A couple of things here we need to take away is that this is really its first day. And for now, I'm not too worried about this. I'll be starting this up again next Sunday in 2 days once the markets for the Forex open up. Again, I'm using OANDA, real live market data. And we'll see how it goes over the next few weeks with this. I'm not going to change the parameters. Also want to announce that I'll be doing a live webinar on this. I won't reveal the exact parameters of the strategy and how I got it to this. I do think it'll be a very valuable webinar that people may want to be part of. And if you want to be part of it, that's fine. Monday, the March 25th at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard, live on Facebook at the Quant Labs Net page. I've posted all over the website and on Facebook and all my other social media. So, again, if you want to be part of that, there will be absolutely no video playback. That will be put exclusively only available to my members of the elite service that I've got, who paid quite a big penny for this. Now, the other thing I wanted to talk about in this particular position log are the overall pairs. As you can see here, don't think it's quite in order. I'm not seeing it. Is it in order? There's a couple of things we could take away from the order of these position logs. Is the pairs, as well as the timing, because a lot of it is driven by volume. Today was a pretty quiet day in terms of economic news, I would think. But when you look at this log, there's very little move on the US dollar as the base quote here in the pairs that are picked off. Which means, does that mean that they are not profitable? Is the overall US dollar going down on a long term? And a lot of the traders in Oanda are just staying away from the US dollar as a base quote in the base pair. The other odd thing is the profitability, because this kind of works like a scalping a scalping system, I guess you could call it. And when you look at it, there are not any major pairs in there. Six pairs, like involving the euro, the US dollar, the Canadian, the Australian dollar, the Japanese yen, the Swiss franc, and the British pound. It's clearly staying away from them. But when you look at the overall trend here, you can see that the rand's still the chosen one as a potential pair for the base. Swiss franc, I've seen a lot of these that are profitable. Also, I'm seeing a lot of the either the European, Eastern European with the Czech or the Hungarian, as well as the Scandinavian with the euro and the Swedish or the Norway. It's very interesting trends here when you look at it and what drives the profitability. The other thing is, we know that the rand is pretty volatile, and that can obviously drive up profitable moves. But the other thing I find very fascinating with this is that we have here some Asian, the Thai baht, it's from Thailand, but yet when the Fed was announcing a few days ago their dovish stand, that there was a big move with the Hong Kong dollar. And I got this, I guess they call them combo pairs or combo trades, where the various, like the Australian, New Zealand, I think the Canadian dollar was involved against the Hong Kong dollar, just moved at that time, which is around 5 p.m. So timing of the volume of when the major markets globally open up or lead to the hours that open up. I can't really talk about the trends on the heavy volume trading for Europe at, let's say, 1, 2 a.m. my time, Eastern Standard, regarding volume for London or European trading or UK trading when it opens up at around 1 a.m. my time. I'm the same time as New York. Also, on the U.S. side as well, when New York opens, obviously at 9 a.m. New York time. But there's definitely a trading trend that I do see when it comes to both the Australian, New Zealand. You won't see it here because it didn't capture it. But hopefully when I start up, actually the system is trading 24 hours. So we'll see this come Sunday when Australia and New Zealand start to open up on Monday, on Sunday, my time, around 3, 4 p.m. on Sunday. So I'm intending to see some Australian, New Zealand pairs pick up as trading opportunities. And then as Hong Kong come aboard, you'll also find Hong Kong in there as well. Here you can see, I'm just noticing here, you can also see a trade for the Indian rupee. I did see yesterday the odd trade for the Chinese yuan. But but the majority of it is definitely, it's hard to say, but definitely European with a Scandinavian, Eastern European opportunity as well. So I'm sure we'll be able to talk about it on Monday as we go through this analysis, trying to figure out the trends and whatnot. But it's very interesting. And again, this is all on Owanda. And I do believe Owanda is probably the largest retail broker on the planet as well. They are obviously the largest Forex broker. And I think majority of their customer base is in Asia. that's why you see these trends. So for instance, if you're with FXCM, I would imagine you would see different trends in terms of volume and what drives what pairs at that time. So volume is definitely a big factor, and also depends upon your broker as well and the customer trend as well for that broker. But I would assume something like Dukas Copy would see a lot of effect of trades with the euro for their European customers, because that's majority of Dukas Copy customers are out of Europe. But the thing is that from what I've talked to some European specialists in Forex, they are definitely seeing dropping volumes with Dukas Copy, and they're barely breaking even. So they're probably being affected by the crypto trends with something like Binance, because I'm seeing the volumes pick up, are kind of back to normal. Let me just see here. I haven't reported back on the crypto stuff as well. So let me just pull that up. So last time I checked, it was up 6.13%, this strategy. So this is on Binance, so it's up 6.35%. So clearly, from what I'm seeing, a lot of the Asian traders are on Binance. So either way, crypto is killing off a lot of the Forex brokers out there. Overall volume in the whole entire industry is probably dropping. I'm sure somebody will argue that, but I've done my analysis on Google Trends and Alexa.com to kind of confirm that. But I do find this trends very, very interesting. And also because it's a WAN, and again, it's probably, from what I've seen, the largest Forex broker on the planet. So we'll get there. Also, I wanted to report that CFDs are out now. I'm not going to be trading CFDs, but I will tell you, if you are in the world of interactive brokers trading futures or options, and you can get access and onto interactive brokers and you can afford it, I would definitely use the CFDs that I'm seeing with Owanda, but trading those trends in interactive brokers, or yet if you can track the major commodities and indices throughout the world, similar to a major Forex broker like a Dukas Copy or a Owanda, and mimic all that watching on the major futures and options, you could probably do really, really well and trade those. But I just don't think you can trade them at all on Owanda. The liquidity is just not there to carry a profitable exit consistently. I have been tracking it. I have been testing the CFDs. The signal works awesome. Of anything I've seen, I think compared to crypto versus Forex, the CFD's potential is way more profitable, but I think you got to put it into interactive brokers, which is not that far behind in terms of the volume with interactive against, when you compare interactive brokers volume against Owanda, it's not that far behind. But I do find these trends very interesting. Thought I'd share what I'm seeing. I'll do the same thing again on Monday night with the live audience on the Facebook page of QuantLabs.net at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So hopefully that'll help you out. This is exciting stuff. Let me just see the absolute latest as we are 4:25, and the volume will start to die off. And again, we just added a new position. It was profitable, and it moved a tiny bit upward to negative 0.12. But the overall P&L is now 1.88 with no leverage at all. And just so it's already added another 0.05 to that. So that's pretty good. I'm happy, and I'll report back on Monday as well. So if you are on the page, follow it and do your thing there. We shall talk to you later. Thanks for watching.